On April 4th, 1917, five men picked their way through pack ice to save several hunters stranded on a drifting floe.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Early that morning, three men had hiked several miles out on the coastal ice off northeast Newfoundland to hunt seals. When shifting winds caused the sea to heave and ice to break, they became trapped on separate cakes in rolling 6-foot waves. One man fell off and drowned. When the other two were spotted, they were a half mile apart and 2 miles from shore. Fisherman Hezekiah Abbott was the first to respond, organizing a boat crew to enter the pack ice and rescue the hunters. David Abbott, Henry Abbott, Daniel Butler, and Isaac Butler all volunteered, even though none could swim. Loading into an open 20-foot work skiff, they rowed into the mist-bound ice field, making slow, arduous progress. The rescuers reached one hunter after an hour and the other 30 minutes later. Rowing back was even slower, since the ice had become more tightly packed. 2 hours later, they emerged from the ice field 3 miles from where they had entered, all hands safe.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on these heroes, visit carnegiehero.org.
I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.